Hey, this is your boy Naughty Johnny.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Saturday, everybody. I guess that's what I get for being late. Okay. Hopefully I'm coming clear. Madam Producer, am I clear? Okay, I think so. Great. Hello, everybody. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and you tuned in to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I am late. I do apologize. I blame the rain. The rain from yesterday. Why the rain from yesterday? Because it caused the boat day to be today. Y'all know I'm from Long Island. I don't think y'all understand how difficult boat days be until you go to the boat and you can't get your boxes. And y'all just hear me talk about this on the morning blend, but I can say it here today because I'm frustrated, man. When you're trying to get things here on this island from the family island, a little rough, and then when you finally get your packages, they all beat up. So y'all know I could be writing one letter this upcoming week, right? And I got to call the minister who's responsible because y'all done damaged my baby sister things, man. I like that too much. And y'all just received some money from the government too. But anyway, let me turn back into the happy hour. Hi, guys.
Hello.
We are here. We also have people tuned in online. They have a fabulous event that's coming up, but they're also doing other beautiful things inside the community and initiatives. We have two persons in here that have been here before, so they're pros at this. We also have someone who has graced the studio with me for the very first time. We also have people here on Zoom, too, to chime in. Now, before we jump into the show today, as you all know, I love to go onto this beautiful schedule of mine just to let you know of beautiful things that are coming up so you can mark your calendars and support community events. So starting with Saturday, the 6th of September, and that's actually one of the things that we will be talking about today, but I will be remiss if I did not mention that my beloved St. Agnes is going to be having an Alzheimer's disease lecture, but they've renamed it because they like to do different things. They're calling it now a Cybersecurity for Seniors seminar on Saturday, and in light with all of these scam calls increasing lately, we are encouraging all seniors, if you had the time, to please visit St. Agnes this coming Saturday. It is free of charge, so you want to do that. I'm not going to say the time because I'm going to put up, and also I don't want to interfere with the event that we come here to talk about because that one starts earlier, and I got to be biased with that one too. Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday. As you all know, this September that we're going into starting Monday the 1st is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And I will not list out that I did last Saturday all of the beautiful events because we have the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association on with us today. And they're going to tell you all about it straight from their mouths, okay? We brought the experts in here for you. Continuing on to next week, Saturday, yes, there's something to do every single Saturday this month that's coming up September, and I want you to really make sure that you get out. Kiwanis Bahamas is having their Fun Run Walk. That's happening on the 13th of September, so you have 2 weeks to make sure that you register. It is a fundraiser for them, so please check their Facebook pages so you can get more information on that. Also happening in a little bit later on, the launch of the Bahamas Red Cross raffle that's coming up, and so you want to make sure to support that. Now, because I started late, I can't go through all the rest of the things. But y'all don't forget that the University of the Bahamas is having a mix and mingle this week coming up. It's free. You get to meet other graduates of our beloved institution. So please check with the Alumni Affairs Office or the Alumni Association themselves. Their annual general meeting is going to be the 18th of September. I hear they have an elections. And no, I'm not running for it. The Bahamas Girls Guides is also having their old school dance. That's happening on Friday the 19th. I'm going to be there, but I don't know if I can remember how to holly gully. But what is considered old school these days? Because we're already in the 20s of the 2000s. I don't know. This is crazy. Time flying fast. So I'm going to leave it right there. Joining me in studio today, I don't know if I got to read out all of their resumes today because it's a little long. You know, these people in studio today, they got lots of things. I'm going to go down the professional route because we'll be here all day. I got people in here who helped build up this country and making moves inside certain fields. So I could jump into what y'all actually here represented today. Joining us in studio, we have President of the Rotary Club of Where Due Is Due. This is the president of Mike Laviol. This is the one and only Ramon Gardner. You guys sitting here. Good morning, Ramon. How you do?
I think it's afternoon.
I'm living good.
Very much so. I'm good. How are you?
As good as could possibly. Make sure you speak directly into the mic so everybody tuning in can hear you.
I will.
Awesome. Also joining us is immediate past president Deva Bullard. She's also with the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Hello, Deva.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Awesome, awesome. See, she's an old hand at this. She's been here a while.
Veteran.
Also in studio, we have the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association represented by the one and only Deidre Clark Maycock. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thanks for inviting me to be on the show. You know, I just want to say a little plug for Mr. Gardner. Listen, he's a fierce advocate. I've been against him. Fierce, fierce.
Oh, really? See, y'all hear what I mean, right? These they doing big things in their respective fields. And then joining us online, virtually by Zoom, we have the president of the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. That's Ms. Wendy Poitier. How you doing? Is she there? I always feel like I'm talking to in a seance when we do this over Zoom, you know. Okay, I don't hear her there, so we will come back. And once she comes on, then we can make sure to bring her in. But in the meanwhile, we want to jump right into it. Now, I know, Deidre, the Rotarians are tired. You know why they're tired? They're young, you know. But they've been working hard. Do you know what they did yesterday? They partnered with this beautiful place right here, the Nassau Guardian.
I saw the pictures.
Right.
I saw the pictures.
So they were here all day yesterday helping with that back-to-school jamboree, you know. Mm. I didn't want to say they break up, but they were glad.
I saw the pictures and it looked like fun.
Okay.
I said, man, Deidre, you should have been there.
What made you stop? What made you stop, man? You could have.
Listen, yeah, I would have enjoyed it, I'm sure of it, but I didn't see it until the end of the day. So that was the only reason I didn't come over.
Good stuff. Now, you know, I got the expert at speaking. I think he's got paid to speak, you know, sometime. So.
You said the big bucks.
Oh, that's what it is, But I want us to hear from Mr. President, please. You just wrapped up the first Major Rotary Club, and you partnered with the Nassau Guardian yesterday. Could you just tell us a little bit more about that project?
Yeah, so that was a phenomenal event and partnership with the Nassau Guardian. Kirsten Pinder, our Public Image Chair, Ms. Deandra Cartwright, Mr. Brenton Turner, our Service Projects Chair of the Rotary Club of South Ocean. They were instrumental in partnering with the Guardian to put on a really excellent initiative with the community, bringing in children who were in the community. And I saw other persons who weren't really children that had a good time at this back-to-school event. And, you know, I passed the event, as a matter of fact, when I was trying to pop in, but I couldn't because it was raining and there was so much traffic. But, I mean, there was a big traffic jam.
Oh, yes.
How many persons were in the front of the Nassau Guardian? They block traffic.
Before 11 people. It was actually, that's how many folks were out there. And Ramon, truly, you're painting a vivid picture because not only children were there, but adults supporting children as well to partake in many of the services. And there are so many different vendors from snacks to ice cream and things like that. Also hair care and actual braiding was going on, as well as barbers to get the boys all fresh cuts and whatnot. So it was a truly holistic experience for the children in the community. So I know, again, you all know I'm biased, but I got to say, cheers to the Guardian and the Rotary Club of South Ocean for really making sure this event was a success.
Yes. Looked like it was a great partnership.
Yeah. Now, I know that's one thing you've undone. But before we get into the rest of the things that I know this Rotary Club got on their schedule, what in the world, who is the Rotary Club of South Ocean? And the last time you were here, you didn't have this heavy title of president. You were, what the Rotarians call it, PE, president-elect.
Yes.
So what is or who is the Rotary Club of South Ocean?
I will try my best. I have the expert with me. Get it right here. Help me. So Rotary Club of South Ocean is a Rotary Club. We describe it as one of the best Rotary Clubs in the world.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We are the youngest Rotary Club in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, but we are a very strong force, as reflected in our event with the Nassau Guardian and our upcoming event with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. And we were chartered in 2021. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've grown from strength to strength. We have about 70 members right now. And one of the basic ethos of our club is you have to have a passion for service. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a lot of people do professionally in the club. But when we get together, we talk about service projects, how we can really make an impact within our community. It's not your professional background that matters. It's what you can do for the community. Mm-hmm. And we are continuing this year to build upon that culture and really put forth events that we believe will touch this nation.
I love that. That's so beautifully said. Now, listen, I saw David reaching for the microphone. I'll never stop from talking right there. Now, Ramon, you know about the background of RCSO when you started and a lot of the diversity of your members. I think, you know, what would you say to folks thinking about community service and maybe trying to figure out if they should join Rotary? Why should they choose the Rotary Club of South Ocean?
I think the main reason is our culture and the projects that we have put forth over the year. The Care for the Caregivers initiative, which we're going to discuss in detail, but I remember when that idea was proposed, I really didn't understand it. But when I attended that service project, to see how it absolutely took center stage and really was a pivotal moment, and a lot of the persons that participated in those events, you saw that there was a need in the community for that initiative. And it's programs like that that we try to partner with other organizations too to transform the community. Last year, under the leadership of immediate President David, we had a young boys and young girls seminar. And there have been a Rotary Club of South Ocean where you can only be in the room to describe it. Mm-hmm. There's often been a saying that our young children are lost. Well, if they're lost, they're certainly trying to find their way. We have over 100 boys at that young boys seminar. We had Minister Alfred Spears speak, and he brought books with him to share with the children, and everybody was reading along. Mm-hmm. Persons, we had a vibrant Q&A section. And it's those types of initiatives that we try to put on where you leave their touch. Even though we're trying to give back, we ourselves, we are benefiting from those types of programs. And those programs that I discuss, that's why you should join us if you're interested. If you're not interested in transformative programs that touch your society, if you're looking for clout, we may not be the club for you. But if you're looking to get your hands dirty and really touch our community, then I'll tell anybody, check us out on social media.
Love that, love that.
Visit a meeting.
There you go. Find out what RCSO is all about. Now, I have to put in a plug there, and this is for my environmental colleagues. When they say that RCSO gets their hands dirty, they literally mean that. Like yesterday, I was picking up garbage outside to clean up after the event. But more so, we also have projects where you can go into the environment, into the mangroves and whatnot like that, because we see a lot of service projects that are here on land, like at certain events and things like that. But RCSO also has a strong component of caring for the environment. And so we partner with the Bahamas National Trust, as well as the Perry Institute for Marine Science. We really try to lead the charge with the environmental impact as well. So I would like to say, and again, I'm biased. I got to keep saying that because I know you.
But you're accurate.
I like that. But no, you get your hands dirty in more ways than one. But it's good fun. It's good fun. Now, I would be remiss. I got to let Miss DG looking at me like, when is my turn?
Your time coming? I wanted to put a plug in for Rotary because I had a friend of mine who was actually in my ACW. She sort of became delinquent. And I said, so what are you into? What are you doing these days? And she was like, oh, I'm into Rotary. And I was like, Rotary? She says, yes, ma'am. You know, they're always doing things. Mm-hmm. And I said, but we're always doing things too. And she just went on about how exciting it is to be Rotarian. And as I go to, because of her excitement, I went to one of your events at Balmoral, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you.
I'm going to personally, so this is my perspective, Deidre, thank you. Just make sure. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in your rotary, is what I'm saying.
Anyway, we'll see. I'm service-oriented as well.
Yeah. Love that, love that. And service-oriented is why we're here today, because, again, another organization, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, when you hear about that, you almost think about information or about the affliction itself. But these are people who are trying to do things and draw attention to this issue that's impacting a lot of Bahamians. Yeah. And so with that being said, Ms. Deidre, could you please walk us through what is the BAA? I'm giving you that acronym today. So
well, listen, yeah, I liked the RCSO. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I have no problem with the BAA. So, yeah, my president, she's supposed to be coming online. Hopefully she'll soon get online. But I'm here representing the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, an organization that I'm passionate about. It's an organization that affects me personally because my mother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I have a younger brother who's also been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And that shows you that we need to bring awareness to this deadly disease because, you know, I have a mother who's 89 and I have a brother who's 58. He's not even 60 yet and he has Alzheimer's. So that shows that the age of, because we used to think Alzheimer's was an old person's disease. Mm-hmm. It is no longer an old person's disease. It's affecting persons younger. It's not just affecting persons, it's affecting persons, the families of individuals who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Because you imagine my younger brother who has a young child or children, younger children, so it affects them because they can't appreciate, people can't appreciate what they're going through. Mm-hmm. So yes, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, we want to get out there and we want to bring awareness to this disease and also let you know that, listen here, Alzheimer's is not going anywhere. We need to learn how to attack this issue, bring awareness to it, and put in place plans to support, to prevent it if we can, find ways of preventing Alzheimer's, or even trying to stave it off as slowly as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are all about, trying to bring awareness. And so the month of September, we want to take this opportunity to invite you to learn more. Our slogan this year is talk about dementia, talk about Alzheimer's. People think of this disease as a taboo. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to discuss it. But in order for us to get somewhere, we need to start the discussion. Yeah. And so I'm happy that we've gotten this opportunity. Our month starts September 1st, so I'm happy we've gotten this opportunity to come on the show and talk to you about what it is that we have planned for you. We have lots of things planned, but we need the community. We need the Bahamians. We need persons out there to partner with us to make sure that we get the word out.
Well, we are happy on the happy hour to highlight these things. For those of you tuning in, I like to start the show off with it, and I didn't because I was late. I didn't get to do it today. But the happy hour is a platform on Guardian Radio 96.9 where we only talk about the positive impact being made on the community around us because we, you know, unfortunately, we're surrounded by negative talks. We always hear about bad things, but we don't hear about as much about good things. And that's why we miss events like the upcoming Alzheimer's Association, RCSO, the Rotary Club of South Oceans, Care for the Caregivers event, because honestly, what we're hearing is just overly saturated with things that we really don't need to be giving that much attention to. Mm-hmm. When we could be highlighting the efforts of the Association of Rotary. And that's where I come in with this one right here. So that's why every time you tune in, you're going to hear a different voice because there's always something good going on, but we rarely hear about it. So that's what the show's purpose is about. Now, we have about 1 minute before we go into our midway break. But I got to give Ms. Dava the floor before we go on to our break or whatnot, because Dava's been on the show before. And of course, for those of you who may not know, in Rotary, we go by years. And so Dava would have just wrapped up a phenomenal president, if I may say so myself. This lady did so much considering so much, everything she's gone through.
Appreciate it.
So if you can just tell us how was your year? Because when you were on the show, you were full-blown president in the middle of things going on. And now, y'all, she on vacation.
Vacation is correct. Correct. But, you know, first of all, I just want to recognize, you know,
current sitting president, you know, I sat in your space last year, so I fully understand, you know, the feeling. But great job so far, especially on yesterday's service project. It shows that impact, and it's been continued through the club. But last year was, like you said, Deandra, a phenomenal year. We did so many things. I think we did about 16 service projects that we logged with Rotary. And it's not just about the projects, it was the impact. And we continued with the Care for the Caregivers. I'll jump into that a little later. But that was something, and that is something that I'm continuously passionate about. And happy that we've been doing it for 3 years now. This will be our third year. Like Ramon said, we also launched the Girls Seminar, and that was with at the William A. Pratt Center for the Girls. And that was a phenomenal, have to shout out the then Service Projects Chair, Ms. Sinesha Boodle. She led that initiative, and the girls were so inspired. It was great to just see them, have that hope in their future. And we also had the Young Men Seminar, where we had the Honorable Minister Alfred Sayers as our guest speaker. And we had 100 boys who had, they came with their questions. It was amazing to see. They came with questions. They lined up to ask questions. And so we had the Diabetes as well Fall Risk Symposium, because that's another disease that is prevalent in our country today. So, you know, last year we did a lot, and a lot was moving. But now I could sit back and just reflect on that. And I'm just grateful for the support of the club. Couldn't do it without the members of our CSO and the prospective members as well, and the friends of Rotary. So, you know, I'm a, as we call it, immediate past president. And as I'm here today, we'll be supporting in the background our current president.
Yeah. Deandra, before we move from there, I just want to take this opportunity. You know, our CSO has been a supporter from they came on board, and with the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. I just want to support you guys. I mean, to applaud you guys, because, listen, we don't have to even start this conversation about caregivers. You guys start the conversation. You understand me? So that is awesome. So thank you very much for partnering with us. I just want to say I'm grateful. And we would wish more persons to partner like Rotary, because Rotary, like I said, they start the conversation.
Definitely. That's the perfect segue into the break, because I won't cry. Y'all stay tuned here to the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. We will be right back.
So the Hero of the Harvest, the Agrarian Awards 2025 is here, and we want you to nominate the farmer who's growing greatness in your community. 8 categories up for grabs and a chance to win up to $50,000 cash prizes. Brought to you by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and the Agricultural Development Organization, honoring the hands that feed the nation. Visit adobahamas.org to submit your nomination, the Agrarian Awards 2025.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Thank you so much for either staying with me. So today on the show, we have the Rotary Club of South Ocean, as well as the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. And we've been talking about their organization, the great things that they're doing in the community. And now we're going to dive into one of the initiatives that they have coming up that they're putting on together, which is the Care for the Caregivers seminar. And just before the break, Ms. Deidre from the association had said that, you know, before they were approached by Rotary to do something for the caregivers. We were talking about persons afflicted with dementia and Alzheimer's, and she was just saying that it was so beautiful that the Rotarians thought about this. And so we're going to talk to you a little bit right now about that seminar. And so before we get into the details, I want Ms. Deidre, because September is all about Alzheimer's awareness, to tell us a little bit more about the events that are going on.
Okay. Every year we try to have a fun-filled, packed September. So you can't say you're not hearing anything. We want to be on the radios, letting you know about dementia and how it affects individuals and so forth, and sharing best practices and whatnot. But yeah, we have a month of activities. Every weekend you have something to do, and even through the week. We start on Saturday the 6th with a RCSO sponsored caregivers seminar. And I will say to you, man, listen here, this is for the caregivers. Mm-hmm. Like DeAndra said, you know, we oftentimes focus on the persons who have dementia and not so much the caregiver. The caregivers, they pay a toll. Caregiving pays a toll on them. So we want to give them an opportunity to have a respite where they come in and they listen to persons talk. But anyway, I'm not getting into that because that'll be stealing RCSO's thunder, and I don't want to take that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, on the 6th, we're having the caregiver seminar, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you're going to give the venue and all the dates. Okay, mm-hmm. and then on the 15th, you know, I mentioned earlier that are affecting young people as well, and not just young people because their parents have Alzheimer's, but because their grandparents may have Alzheimer's, and you know, yeah. they may act out in ways that it's not characteristic of who they are. Yeah. So the child may say, what's going on with grandpa? What's going on with my parents? So, you know, we're using that opportunity to show, we're using the week of the 15th to go into schools where we will have conversation with young people and tell them how or what to expect or what not to expect from their parent, grandparent who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And then on the 20th, you know, this is my baby. We're having a J. Henry Boswick Memorial Fun Run Walk. And it's going to be at Montague Beach and foreshore beginning at 6 a.m. And we're encouraging everybody in the sound of my voice to come out and support this event. This event is an inclusive event. We're going to have persons who runners, we're going to have walkers, we're going to have even persons who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, because we have a special walk for them. Everything we are doing, we want it to be inclusive. Because you have Alzheimer's does not mean that you need to be stuck home in the house locked up. No! We want you to come out and participate and enjoy everything that is being done, especially in your honor. And on the 21st, we're encouraging churches all over to highlight Alzheimer's. We want their parishioners to wear purple. And it would be good if the church can have the sermon or someone come and talk about Alzheimer's, what it's about, what to do to prevent, or not prevent, but to try and reduce the chances of having Alzheimer's, or providing more knowledge on Alzheimer's. So, yeah, that's on the 21st. But the Alzheimer's Association, we will be worshiping at Christ the King Anglican Church in Richmond Park at their 10 a.m. service. See, my church worship starts at 10:30, so I was going to say 10:30. But yes, 10 a.m. at Christ the King. And that evening, because the 21st of September is World Alzheimer's Day, we want everybody to come and join us at on the evening of the 21st at the Parliament Square beginning at 6:30 p.m. to help us celebrate World Alzheimer's Day. Everywhere on that particular day, we want to see people in purple so they could start the conversation. Like I said, ask about dementia, ask about Alzheimer's. Because you're wearing purple on that day, I want people to say, well, why are you wearing purple? Why are you doing that? So on the 21st, make sure you wear purple. Encourage your church to participate in partnering with us in wearing purple. And if you have a business, listen here. We'd like for you to paint your building purple. If you have purple lights, put up your purple lights. If you have purple material, drape your building with purple. Okay? Thank you very much. And listen here, just partner with us to have a good time.
Love that. Love that. I think we've also been joined now finally by Madam President herself, Wendy Poitier. She's on Zoom, and we will be looping her in. Hi, Wendy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. Thank you so much.
Good.
Awesome.
Good to finally get on. Yeah, thank you. I must apologize.
No worries.
Just busy from one meeting to the next.
No worries.
I was so happy to be here with you, Deandra, and your show, and to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect, perfect. Wonderful. Y'all are handling this beautifully, by the way. I'm going to call the name of the utility service provider who's causing me some issues right now. But we still going because radio don't stop, apparently. So we're going to jump right into the joint project at this point. And so we wanted to get into the history of it. Unfortunately, time is running away from us. So we have approximately 16 minutes to really talk about what's happening on Saturday. So I'm going to turn it right over to Deva, who is going to let us know all Saturday. Who is it for? Who will be there? And how much money I got to pay? Because this sounds like y'all having a ball. I don't know.
Oh, gee. So I've got 16 minutes. Let's start the time. The time now.
Okay, ding, ding.
All right, so I'll just give a little bit of a background and how we even started the event. And this really was concepted in 2023 under one of our past presidents, PP Kathy Smith. And so a few of us at RCSO, you know, we thought about what impact can we have in our community and where's the gap? And it was glaring literally in our faces when we realized that it was so close to home. In conversations and discussions that we would have, like previously mentioned, we realized that our friends and our family literally went through or experienced this disease on a daily basis, whether they have to get caregivers to assist them, or they themselves are caregivers, or even as family members, they are also experiencing this disease. So we said, hey, let's think about this from a different perspective, and let's focus on the caregivers and also those family members as well. Again, like mentioned earlier, to give them that opportunity to rejuvenate themselves. It's actually like a little retreat. Mm-hmm. If when we first started in 2023, we got 100 attendees, and they came through torrential rain yes. to BCPOU, and yes. we were absolutely astonished mm-hmm. at that. Mm-hmm. They came with all of the energy they were expecting. They came with no expectations, but they were so happy just to be there. You know, we had praise and worship. We had so many different activities during that time, and then in the following year, we added the element of Zumba. And so going back to the thought process of focusing on the caregivers, their mental well-being, their emotional well-being, and including their physical well-being. And so we added this component because, you know, when we think about just therapy or other mental wellness professionals, but exercise actually does help your mm-hmm. mental and your emotional state. And we were also very astonished at the receptive, the reception from the attendees dancing to the Zumba and having a good time. I mean, people took off their shoes and they were just enjoying themselves. And shout out to Coach Myra. I think mm-hmm. she's also going to be at the event on Saturday.
Yes, moves by Myra. Myra Farquharson.
Yes, Myra Farquharson.
My godchild.
Oh, okay.
My good Southern All Island connected. Queen.
All connected. But shout out to her because she really got everyone engaged. I mean, some people were a bit apprehensive, but then, you know, they just got involved. And just stepping back a bit, because I'm so excited, I absolutely love this event, and I'm getting into the actual nitty-gritty of it. But from that conception, we said, how can we make this a nationwide event? And who better to partner with than the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association? And so we made that call to President Wendy Poitier-Aubry, and it just magically happened. I would say it in that light, but we made it happen. We pulled the resources together, and we've decided that this is an annual event. So, you know, this is the call, or the clarion call right now, to everyone listening, that you align cognitively in your loved ones. If you have anyone who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, come out next week, Saturday. The event will be at the Fox Hill Community Center on Fox Hill yes. Road. Check-in starts at 8 a.m. 9 a.m. to 12 is the seminar, and 12 to 1, we'll have an expo and showcase. And that's an added piece of the puzzle, because we also want persons to walk away with tips how to deal with being a caregiver, but also taking care of yourself, but also gaining a little bit more information as well on the disease. And then we also added the element of the legal aspects. And so we have legal professionals who will be answering your questions, who will be able to level your expectations, and whatever else that you would like to gain from the legal perspective, they will be there. So that's just a little bit about this event. I love this event. I will come out from under the rock for this event. So, again,
everybody has a good time when they come there.
All the time. Yeah. And we are serving breakfast as well and snacks, guys.
You didn't mention the photo booth.
Photo booth as well. Shout out to Focus 360 as well.
All of this good stuff. But how much it costs? It sounds like this costs a lot of money.
I didn't even want to mention the cost, because is it really a cost?
No.
Well, it's not a cost. It's a donation. And it's a donation to the work that's being done. across the country for these patients and for the caregivers, just helping them as well to the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, but it's just $5.
Only $5 for all of that?
It's only, we have 7 days until the event, $1 a day, $5.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you guys next week, Saturday. Come out early and have a good time.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Ms. Deidre, you could tell us how to be registered for this thing, because we need to know how to contact the Alzheimer's Association. I think it's a number. Was there an email?
Yes. Thank you very much. Because, yes, if you're interested in the caregivers seminar, which I guarantee you will be awesome, make sure you come dressed comfortably so you can have fun. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in registering, you can register at the Bahamas. Okay, Bahamas Alzheimer's 242@gmail.com. Now, I will have to spell it out for you because it's not all
Bahamas,
Alzheimer's, okay?
Bahamas
ALZ 242@gmail.com. And a number that you can reach us at.
Gmail.
Yeah, Gmail. And a number that you can reach us at is 242-535-4260. That's 242-535-2460. And again, the email address you can send your interest in, Bahamas, Bahamas, ALZ, 242@gmail.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I got my last question for how to contact. You're not on WhatsApp? What if I don't have minutes? I could WhatsApp that number?
You can WhatsApp at that same number. Nice. And the information will come through.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Uh-huh. President Wendy, you sound like you had something to say. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying also, if you're not able to do it, then you can register on the morning of the event. So you can register then as well. And you don't have to pay extra for late registration. People to come out. Because we know that it's going to be an event that is going to be, really impactful and will really help, especially those persons who are caregivers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I've let President Ramon sit too quietly for this. I think it's been a couple minutes, But President Ramon, I'm sure that there are persons listening who may want to say, hey, I love the sound of this. I'd like to donate to the Rotary Club of South Ocean, perhaps to the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. How would they be able to do that? How do we get in contact with the Rotary Club of South Ocean? And does the Rotary Club accept donations?
We do accept certain donations. So why don't you reach out to us and see whether or not we'll accept it? But certainly to any anyone in the corporate community or otherwise, you can feel free to reach out to us. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. You can reach us, I think. Also, we have our email address on our various social media platforms. Feel free to engage us. If you have service project ideas or you're just interested in knowing more about what's going on, what our calendar event looks like, feel free to reach out. Contact us, engage with the community. Again, that is the basic ethos of this club, making the community better in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes it may not be a monetary contribution that you can provide. That's okay. We know that sweat equity counts for something.
Yes.
And that's what we had yesterday. We had persons that gave up their time on behalf of the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Its members, perspectives came out and really made the society a better place.
Good stuff, good stuff. So all of you listening, if you have your time, if you have a donation, be that financial or otherwise, because a lot of times during these service projects, these initiatives that impact the community, you want to give back in some way. So sometimes that may be food care packages, that could be snacks, it could be fruits, it could be hygiene products or whatnot. Again, as President Ramon said, if you have something, whether that be your time or a tangible donation, reach out to the Rotary Club of South Ocean so that they can ascertain how best to put that to work. Or if they're not able to assist, the community service community is very large. So we will and can redirect you accordingly. But please, let's start considering how we can give back. We're always talking about the community needs to do more. We are the community.
Yes.
So we need to do more collectively. again, time flies when we're having fun. President Wendy, you joined us on the back end, and I know you have something to say. Now, Deidre was saying how she enjoys the connection. But as we begin to close, how do you feel about your partnership with the Rotary Club of South Ocean?
It has been fantastic over these past years, starting with past President Smith and going on to past President Dava, who was there, Bullard, and now with President Gardner. We have always had a wonderful relationship with the Rotary Club of South Ocean, and we certainly appreciate all that they have done for the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association and for the Bahamian community on the whole. And so we are just thankful and we are appreciative of all of the things that we've done and we've been able to do. And we've certainly been able to expand our offerings because of our partnership with Rotary of South Ocean. So we really, really appreciate it. And of course, we look forward to continuing this wonderful relationship we have with the organization.
Awesome, awesome. And on that note, we want to toss it back over to IPP Deva just to say again, what's happening Saturday coming? What time is it? How do I register? Are you trying to reach?
Thank you so much. So just to start off, again, next week, Saturday, save $1 a day. Mm-hmm. It's only a $5 donation for this amazing event, Care for the Caregivers, which will be held at the Fox Hill Community Center. Again, check-in starts at 8 a.m. The seminar itself starts at 9 and goes through 12 p.m. And the expo and the showcase is 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to have Zumba session led by a coach, Myra Farquharson. Insightful discussions. We usually have mental wellness professionals there as well, giving good insights. Again, we'll have our legal experts. We have our photo booth, compliments, Focus 360, and breakfast and snacks as well. I just want to say, you know, research has shown 55 million people globally have dementia. And surprisingly, when I did the research, it also says that every year annually, 10 million people will get this disease. So just be cognizant of that, that you may not be plagued with it, but someone I'm sure that you know, a friend of a friend or a family member has it. And may have it in the future. So come out and get some good information and insights about this disease so that you are prepared if and when to help yourself or someone else.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, to feel like a school, but I can start with President Wendy. Closing remarks from each of the guests today.
Well, I just want to again say thank you so much for having me and joining your show today, Deandra. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And just to remind persons to come out, we have a lot of events coming up for September. And of course, the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, we are celebrating our 5th anniversary as being an NGO with Bahamas government. And so this year is especially important, and we want to make a great impact. So we're hoping that a lot of people will come out to not only the caregiver seminar, but we have the Fun Run Walk that will be on the 20th. And that is in memory and honor of former J. Henry Boswick, KC. And also we have the Candlelight Vigil that will be on the 21st. And of course, the church service as well. So we hope to see you all. Let me go ahead.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, President Wendy. Ms. Deidre?
Well, I just want to reiterate what my president has just said. You know, the Bahamas is a country that has a large number of persons. And according to my president, there are like almost 2,000 persons who've been diagnosed. And I think that's a very conservative number. But It's estimated that this number will triple by the year 2025. So we have to take this serious. We have to take our efforts serious and put our money where our mouth is, and make getting to know about Alzheimer's, asking the questions about dementia, asking the questions about Alzheimer's, and so we could make that, put that forefront in our minds. So yes, let's partner with us, partner with Rotary Club, South Rotary Club, to make dementia foremost in our talks and our discussions.
Awesome. IPP Deva?
So I think everyone has said quite a bit of what I may want to say, but I just want to encourage everyone to support the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association and all of their initiatives that they have for the month of September. Let's pull out our purple and support from the churches to the businesses, even in schools perhaps, yes. That can also be encouraged. And also continue to support Rotary Clubs across the Bahamas, but also especially the Rotary Club of South Ocean. So I just want to thank President Wendy, who continues to support this collaboration each and every year, and we hope to continue and, you know, probably celebrate 5 years, 10 years, 20 years initiative, and just making it nationwide. So I just hope whoever's listening would realize that we want to expand it even greater throughout the country. And again, thank you so much to Rotary Club of South Ocean, the current president, for bringing this forward, and all of the stakeholders who continue to support.
Awesome. And Mr. President.
Well, firstly, I'd just like to thank the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, President Wendy, Registrar Deidre Maycock, for their continued commitment to the community and partnering with the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Community service work is never glamorous. There's a lot of time that you spend that you could be utilized doing it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so when you see soldiers or laborers in the vineyard, you have to give them their kudos. And lastly, I would like to thank both South Ocean and Miss DeAndra Cartwright, who absolutely is dynamic. I've known her for years, and I always say Bahamian history will one day be told through her lips.
Oh my goodness, I had the biggest smile on my face if y'all didn't. All of the folks in this room have positively impacted me in some way, and I cherish my relationship with all of them, which is why I will always support the Rotary Club of South Ocean and the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. I love them and I love the work they do. Yes. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Thank you again to President Wendy Poitier and Ms. Deidre Clark-Maycock of the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association, and immediate past President David Bullard and President Ramon Gardner of the Rotary Club of South Ocean for joining me today to talk about the upcoming Care for the Caregivers Alzheimer's, as well as their organization and all the great stuff they're doing. Stay tuned to the rest of the programming here on Guardian Radio as Tala Tastania is going to take you through.
I got been rotating tonight, not since doing.